You're watching Coaching After Dark with Auntie Isha, CA, Reese, and Coach Kim. We're the morning show for night shifters. Hey, hey, night shifters.
We ready?
We're ready.
Hey, night shifters. Welcome back to another fantabulous episode of Coaching After Dark with Coach Kim and friends, the morning show for night shifters. For the very first time this summer, we have the entire crew on site. Can you believe it? And the crowd goes wild.
I can't believe it. Well, happy summer, everyone.
So for the past 2 weeks, Auntie Isha and I have been holding it down while CA and Reese were out exploring. So CA, Reese, you want to tell us a little bit about what y'all been up to?
Go ahead, Reese.
Well, my big thing, I've been doing a lot of small things, but I went to Alaska. I went to the final frontier in the United States. And drum roll, I was very reluctant to go to Alaska, but it was freaking awesome. It was really amazing. We did some whale watching. We did a lot of good crab eating. We saw the glaciers, like things that you read about, you hear about. It's just very majestic to see it in person. So shout out to my family for the Alaskan cruise this summer.
Awesome.
Yeah, Alaska's on my bucket list, so that's awesome.
Yes. You what else? That, like you said, you were ready to do that as a bucket list. It was like nowhere on the radar, but it was like a glad that I've done it. I'm really glad.
Good deal. Yeah, my best friend and his family went last month as well, and they said they enjoyed it. So I got to put it on the list now. I haven't been to Alaska in like, I don't know, 18 years or something like that, but it wasn't for pleasure. More work. So that'll be cool. But I've been chilling, man. I went to Ocho Rios in Cayman Islands. You know, I may look a shade darker, but you know, had a good time, ate some good food, and, you know, enjoyed the sun.
Well, as long as the mic is on UCA, what's your word of the day?
Ominous. Ominous is the word of the day. Ominous. Okay. If it wasn't for the ominous weather, we would be all in the same room right now.
Very true, very true. Break down that definition for the viewers.
Bad things coming.
Ooh. Dun, dun, dun.
I hope Isha don't have bad things coming. I'm a little nervous.
Ooh. I know. Y'all remember that time Isha did that weekly reading, and then that next couple of days we found out that CAD podcast was a little too raunchy for network TV? Yeah.
Listen, it's looking a little ominous over here today, I'm just telling you.
Brace yourself.
Oh, yeah. Man. Well, night shifters, of course, the four of us are super excited to be back together. We are presenting Reese's favorite segment. Oh, this, I have motion lights, you guys, so bear with me. Reese's favorite segment is Happy Half Hour Booze News. So that's what we will be doing today. All right, night shifter. And we are back. Once again, this is Coaching After Dark, the morning show for night shifters. And tonight is one of our favorite segments, Happy Half Hour Booze News. So if you put the instructions at the beginning, pretty much when you hear a news story or some new information on a familiar news story that you had not heard before, you pick up your glass and you take a sip or a shot. I'm gonna start.
She's going.
Gotta get ready. So I'm gonna give away some free advertising at this particular moment to let everybody know what I'm drinking. This is, I don't know if y'all can see it because of the virtual background. Probably not. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Sweet Bitch Mango Wine.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Delicious. What y'all sipping on up there?
I'm sipping on some scotch.
Okay.
Respect. I just got some Smirnoff. I ain't got what you got.
Isha's funny. So Isha came on, no one saw it, but she goes, the tequila hasn't been popped yet, so I'm stuck with vodka. But yes. I'm always stuck with vodka. It is my spirit of choice. It is my spirit of choice. So there's always vodka and the club soda close by.
All right.
Yeah. I'm a vodka girl too, Reese. All right. So let's get started. Of course, everybody knows what's hot in the news right now. Miss Harley Russell. And I'm pretty sure that everyone watching this particular show has heard of Carly Russell and the incidents that's going on around it. So Miss Carly Russell apparently, allegedly was kidnapped, taken for a few days, and then reappeared unharmed. Of course, the community all rallied around the family and prayed for her safe return. But upon her safe return, she seems to be getting a whole lot of backlash, which is kind of weird in my opinion. Now, I'm not going into the details of it because this story is so popular, but Reese, CA, have you guys heard about this story?
No. I have heard about the story.
Which means, I guess.
I'm going to still drink. it don't make sense to me, but hey, we live in a world of human trafficking and kidnapping and whatnot, so it's very possible. But it just seems strange. It seemed like something you'll see on the Lifetime movie. I'm sure in weeks to come, the truth will come out, hopefully. Okay. But.
Since Reese hadn't heard about it, Isha, do you want to break down some of the details? Because I don't have them in front of me. I don't know if you do or not.
I'll go over it really briefly because I don't have that timeline I sent to you. Right in front of me, and I don't want to get anything wrong. So let me just say a few things. One, we know that she went missing. Mm-hmm. And we know that because she called 911 from her vehicle and said that she saw a baby that was walking along the highway. And she was on the phone. First, she called 911. Then she called her family, and her mother or whoever was on the phone at that time heard her scream. Police were alerted. They came out. They found the vehicle and no Carly and no baby, no nothing. Her family pushed the story on Black Twitter, Black TikTok, wherever they could get the word out to try to get some national coverage. And within, I believe, a day, and I'm leaving out a lot of details, but everybody knows this story. But within a day, she was back home at her home, safe and unharmed, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah.
So the big deal going around social media right now, Reese, is that a lot of people have raised the argument that, well, first, a majority of people don't believe the story, as CA said, allegedly. They held a press conference with the police, and the police stated that they were unable to prove Carly's story. They didn't find any evidence of a missing toddler. They released video footage of the highway that allegedly shows Carly getting stuff out of her car and then casually walking away. So there's just all kinds of things that contradict Carly's story, at least from what the media is portraying to us. So that's the big debate right now is, one, people are saying, if this lady is lying, that is going to totally keep the police from looking for Black women going forward, because they already don't look for us now, so to speak. And two, they feel like Carly needs to be locked up. So this is the debate that Auntie Isha and I have been challenged with on social media when talking to others.
Very suspicious, very suspicious. Carly sounded like she wanted an off the books vacation is what it sounds like to me. But I don't know, allegedly.
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 But this is the problem, is that I feel like once Carly came back home alive, she was never going to have a chance in America. if she wasn't unalived, America was going to tear her down, because we know historically America doesn't care about Black women and girls missing. So it was,
Period.
This is not new news. Right. First of all, her family had to push to get this to be national news. And the only reason why we know it so well is because we are a part of Black Twitter. That's because we are a part of Black TikTok. National media did not care. National media didn't start caring until the story got sensationalized. Then they start pushing the narrative. Look at us. We're here. All of us are here. Reese didn't know about that story. So it can't be as big as we think it is. It's because we're all in our own little bubble. So the idea that she is now, her story not being factual, or that she lied and now it's going to push us back and stop people from believing Black women. No. This one little case is not what's going to stop that. What causes that is racism. And we can't behave our way out of racism. I'm going to just give y'all the statistic real quick. Black girls and women make up 7% of the population. However, in the missing population, women and children, women and girls who are missing, we make up 18%.
Wow.
We have 98,000 cases of Black girls and women missing in America. They don't care. So don't get into this narrative that Carly not being factual is now going to drive them to not put us on TV, to not the police to take, not to take action. With these kind of numbers, Black girls and Black women missing should be on the top of law enforcement's agenda, and it's not.
So let me just take another stand on this, Carly or not. From a national news perspective, no matter the color of the person that's missing, missing person stories don't get a lot of airtime and fanfare unless they're very sensationalized with their major issues. So it's not just Carly's story. There's some woman or child missing every day that we don't hear about. And that's just historically, that's why we used to have the milk carton. Who remembers the milk carton, right? Because people would be missing for a long time. So I don't doubt that there's some racism, because there's underlying racism in everything that happens in this country, right? For the most part. But these are stories overall that don't get the exposure. You know, we're just starting to see trafficking commercials on the news and things like that. So I would venture out to say that it's missing people and trafficked people as a whole. But boy, I sure hope Carly ain't lying, because if you just show up, they don't just drop you back off. It's not like an alien abduction. So if you fought your way out, you should be ready to tell your story. Like, what happened? This is how, this was the harrowing tale of how I made it out. When things seemed ominous, I emerged from the abyss. Yes, but if that was your story, she should be ready to tell the story, because I made it through. So that gives me reason for pause.
But isn't that what we do to victims, though, a lot? If we make the decision as a community to advocate for someone, we then feel like they owe us something. If she really went through what she said she went through, she may not be ready to come back out. She may be home balled up in fetal position, afraid to come out. You know, we don't know what kind of trauma really happened to this girl. And Reese, don't get it twisted. I'm not naive. There are holes in her story. But what I do have a problem with is that we do like empathy when it comes to Black women stories. And we, there is a face of missing, of a missing woman in America. It has a face, and it's a thin, white, blonde, suburban woman, because that's who gets coverage. I'm not saying that all white women do, but when the coverage does happen, that's who's getting it. There are studies out here on it. It's called the missing white woman syndrome. That's what is affecting America and driving our media. Because when Black women are shown missing, it's automatically put in a box in our heads that it must be something to do with a crime. She must be involved with criminals. You know, what did she do to place herself in this situation? And law enforcement, they do not activate the way they do when it's a missing white woman. So I get where you're coming from. I think all missing people deserve activation from us, and we should all get the same amount of coverage and all the same amount of attention. But there is huge disparities when it comes to missing Black girls and women.
No doubt. No doubt. You know, hopefully in time it'll play out, and we'll get to the truth. And hopefully, you know, she's okay. You know, sure, mentally it's going to take a minute. But, you know, people will put the puzzle together and figure out what happened, because you're right, Ishida, you never know what her abductors may have told her. They like, look, we know where you stay. We took a picture of your driver's license. We know your mom, your dad, whatever. You say something, you know, we'll come back. You know, who knows what her abductors may have told her. You know, they may, you know, look, we know where you stay. We know your mom, your uncle, your grandma. You say something, we'll come back and take them too. So who knows what kind of mental stress or duress she may be under right now. But in time, it'll come out. And you know, for her sake, our sake as a community, you know, she's telling the truth, and, you know, we'll get to it.
Get to it. We'll all right. Let's take a quick break. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, Night Shifters, we are back. We are continuing on with a happy half hour booze news. We just finished talking about Miss Carly Russell and our thoughts on that. And now it's time for Reese.
Thank you. Yes. So everybody get all your drinks ready, because I know this is not a national news story, so y'all may not know this. And I have to take it back to a little lighter, more summery topic as I rock my humidity city summer hair today. So there was a news story a couple days ago that the Jersey Shore beaches have been plagued with high fecal bacteria levels in the water. So there were a dozen beaches that were investigated, and they had high bacterial fecal matter in the water samples. And one actually was shut down on July 20th. I think they were recently allowed to reopen. It don't just mean that your kids and Pampers are floating around, but it's people who release the waste from their boats, you know, and different things. But I'm not putting past all those kids in the water and different things that happen. But this is why Isha always says I'm very particular. I don't fool with any beaches north of Virginia. I never have. It's just part of me. I don't mess with any beaches north of Virginia. And then it may be Virginia Beach, Myrtle Beach, and everything from Florida and south. But yeah, New Jersey beaches are being shut down.
Nasty.
There's stuff in the water. I forgot what show we were doing. I was about to say, there's stuff in the water that may not be safe for people. And I won't bore you with the particular amounts, but the one thing I do remember is there could be 140 colonies of growing bacteria for every 100 parts of water that they take out. So there is allowed to be some fecal matter in the water before it's declared unsafe. So think twice. Salt water doesn't kill everything. You know.
Nasty. Yeah. Boo boo beaches. Okay.
Boo boo beaches. Yeah, I like that.
Hell no. Boo boo peaches.
To that, I was not aware.
Yeah, I cut my drink. I did that. Oh, God.
Yeah, what you got?
Well, I don't have nothing about boo boo beaches. But for Reese, more so, we have a new mayor in the city of Jacksonville, and it's a female, and she's Democrat. So I work in City Hall, and I'm slightly seeing changes. People are being let go because they're elected to those offices, and since their guy didn't win, slow changes are coming about. So we're like 21 days into this, so it's just interesting seeing different faces, different moving parts going on, and the little changes that are happening. Every Friday we have a protest. When I say we, the city, I don't protest, but they want Jacksonville to take down Confederate statues. So it's a park across the street from City Hall where there was a Robert E. Lee statue and a pond and whatnot. Now that it's been filled up with cement and dirt, and they laid out some sod, looks horrible. Anyway, it's grass now, and they're gonna put some stuff out there, like, you know, what you call the thing where you throw the little thing in, cornhole.
Oh, that little like cornhole that, out there,
and checkers and whatnot. And I asked one of the guys that runs the park. I mean, I get it, he's just a pawn. I was like, so we have a big homeless situation downtown. So they took away the benches because the homeless people were sleeping on the benches. And they put up a bunch of planters with plants and stuff, so it's nowhere to sit. I said, but now you got grass everywhere. You know, like after 6 p.m., it's going to be homeless people like putting pillows and sheets and everything down.
Right.
So comfortable. Yeah, I know, but there's a bigger plan at hand, and I get it. That's a whole nother issue to tackle, how to house homeless people and things of that nature, but I'm only putting this out like for information, you know. I'm curious to see what it would be like for the next 4 years with a Democratic person in power, and what plans she plans to make, because she's the first female mayor as well in the city.
All right, Auntie Isha, you want to wrap us up right after this break?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Night Shifters. Right back. All right, Night Shifters, we are back. We are knee deep, ankle deep, no, waist deep. I got it all backwards. We reel in with the happy half hour booze news. Yes. Everyone has presented their stories except Auntie Isha, but before we get to that, you know we can't get by without getting that weekly reading, Auntie Isha. What is the weekly reading for this time?
All right, y'all. Brace yourself.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So, okay, no, being serious. Okay, so hey, y'all. It's Auntie Isha here to do the weekly reading. And let me just tell you this. I'm going to start off telling you this. You're going to have a little conflict this week. And it's going to be with somebody very close to you. But all conflict is not bad conflict, because this is going to be the showdown of the two egos. Mm. Both of your egos are going to show up. And it's a good thing, because we should be reflecting in one another. And what you see show up in that, what's going to show up in that other person, you need to look for right in yourself. Because everything we see on the inside, outside world is a reflection of us. So really what you're fighting against is really yourself. And it is going to put you in a very uncomfortable place. It's going to put you in an uncomfortable place for this, with this other person. And it's going to make you go deep down and do some real shadow work within yourself. And anytime we do real work, and anytime we go down into that shadow, we come back with a new perspective, and we come back with a new spiritual path. So It's not going to feel good. It's going to make you feel a little sad, but you will arise from it, a brand new person. So listen to your auntie. Don't concentrate on the person that you're arguing with. Point that finger back at yourself. All right. Love y'all.
Well, all righty. Can't wait to report back on that one next week.
Uh-huh. I'm scared of walking in the next week. I'm scared.
Everything's so smooth.
I told you it was going to be a little ominous.
Yes. Come on with the word of the day.
Yeah.
So what's the news? What's the booze news?
The booze news. So, you know, usually I do a little, I find something in the supernatural world. But today I decided to keep it Florida. Because Florida is so fun, right? So this week, the Florida man has been dumping cocaine in the ocean. So we have boo-boo in New Jersey. we got way too much cocaine in Florida. And it's causing the sharks to come. And they are getting high off the cocaine.
Like cocaine bell.
Just like cocaine. We're going to have cocaine sharks.
Let me take
a sequel.
Let me take a big on that one.
Listen, y'all. The shark, especially the hammerheads, they are geeking in the water, according to the scientists. Because what they're doing is they're swimming in circles, trying to attack things that are not there.
Oh my gosh.
Shark on one, boy.
I love it. Real life Shark Week commentary. Right. I like it.
They're like, man, little buddy out there geeking.
Now, be careful. People might be at the beach drinking the water. Next thing you know, people going to be at the ER because they're going to be throwing up trying to drink too much ocean water.
Oh, God. And not only is the shark hallucinating, the shark is also very aggressive, more aggressive than a shark. So, yeah, scientists are saying as soon as they see you, they running up on you like, what's up?
What you doing in my water?
So that's what's happening in Florida, on the Florida coastline. We got on high sharks. What did that say?
I said on the coast.
On the coast.
On the coast. Wow. Sharks
out there like Tony Montana.
We got boo-boo beaches and blowed out beaches.
And blowed out beaches.
That's crazy.
That's a t-shirt.
Wow. Oh my word. Night Shifters, we'll be right back with the second half of Happy Half Hour Booze News.
You're watching Coaching After Dark with Auntie Isha, CA, Reese, and Coach Kim. We're the morning show for Night Shifters. Hey, Night Shifters.